good morning. This is a cardiology note. HPI, this is a 66-year-old female who presents back up to cardiology for follow-up. She currently denies any significant chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, lightheadedness, palpitations, and severe abdominal pain. She also denies any recent alcohol or smoking. She does report intermittent episodes of some burning sensation in her chest with heavy exertion, but she does report that with normal activity and at rest, she does not have any cardiac symptoms. Medical therapy consists of treatment with aspirin, lisinopril, clonazepam, aspirin, Mavacor 40 mg a day, and Tenormin 25 mg a day. She has a history of chronic hypertension on medical therapy, chronic elevated cholesterol on medical therapy, history of atherosclerotic heart disease, along with a history of chronic angina as noted above. Labs. Lab data from June 2006 revealed a cholesterol of 161, triglycerides of 70 and HDL of 55 with an LDL of 92. Radiological. Recent EKG from August 1 of 2006 revealed underlying sinus rhythm, while a mammogram in June of 2006 was interpreted by radiology as showing no abnormality. She did undergo cardiac catheterization back in September of 2005, which revealed a good ejection fraction. The left main artery, LAD vessel, and circumflex artery were normal. There was a total occlusion of the distal portion of the RCA vessel, and angioplasty of this lesion was not successful. Medical therapy was recommended. Physical reveals a 66-year-old female in no acute distress. Blood pressure is 140 over 90, heart rate is 64, respiratory rate of 16 per minute and regular. Neck exam reveals no evidence for an mass or JVD. Examination of the eyes, teeth and oral mucosa do not reveal any significant abnormalities. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Heart exam reveals S1, S2 regular without any murmur or thrill. Abdomen soft with positive bowel sounds. Extremities without clubbing or edema. Neurologically, the patient is oriented to time, place and person. Peripheral artery pulses are equal and bilateral. Conclusion. This is a 66-year-old female with a history of hypertension, elevated cholesterol and atherosclerotic heart disease, along with a history of angina. I will continue medical therapy. She will continue to attempt to lose weight and follow a strict low salt and low cholesterol diet. She will continue to follow up with a medical doctor for checks of her blood pressure, serum electrolytes and serum lipid profile analysis. She'll also continue to follow up with cardiology on a periodic basis and will notify us if there's any change in her cardiac status or if any questions or problems arise. I have also told the patient, in view of her cardiac symptoms, she may benefit from a repeat cardiac cath to reassess the status of her coronary arteries. At this time, the patient states she wishes to continue her medical therapy and does not want to pursue any type of further intervention. She will notify me if symptoms do worsen in frequency, severity or duration, or if she wishes to undergo cardiac intervention in the future. Thank you.